3, 2, 1.
I'm sorry, Rachel. What were you saying?
No, your mother has a voice for media. Like, it is the most calming, graceful, but authoritative, but just kindest voice. But it's just so, I don't know. It's like the way she communicates. I go back to the first time I had dinner with her and just like how she left me feeling just by like her. And I realized what it was that was so comforting about her. I was like, oh, she's so motherly. She's so fun and down to earth, but she's so like, I don't know, but now I realize it was her voice. It's like so soothing, but just so good. Like she's got a voice for media, like on some like The View type thing. Like
that's
she really
I'm,
has.
Oh my
she's
god,
so good. And then it's funny. So like, I don't know your dad. He's the one person I haven't met, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, I remember Muhammad like being like, oh, my dad's like stern, you know, and he's a stern type, but you hear him and he's like, you know, like refer to me as doctor, like, you know. And it's just like very like, I don't get like stern intimidating. I get like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
It's just that for your family to be on the first one, it's just like the presence is just, you don't set up a scene more intimate than that. And
oh my god,
I just was like, I was in it, like I was in it. I could like visually, I was there, like I was crazy. It was, talk about storytellers, like I don't even think they realize that you come from storytellers. Like I don't know if they like recognize themselves as that, but they are storytellers. Like you told a story and you had the storytellers tell the story. It was insane. Because I'm used to you telling the story or bringing things out of people, but it didn't feel like you were bringing things out of them. Like it didn't feel like you were pulling them there. Like they're storytellers. They're just, it just was like, I was there. I was in it. It was insane. I understand the emotions around this. This is just,
oh my gosh. Oh my.
It's just like, I don't know how you could open yourself up that raw to such intimate things. Cause you know, it's like a journalist tells the stories around them. It's almost like, so not easy, but it's like, it's gotta be a lot easier than what you just did. Because that is so intimate to open up to the world and like set your family on that stage from the gate. Like it just is, it's too intimate. I don't know if I'd be able to do that if I were you. It's just so much around that. It's gotta be harder than like some of the stuff that you've done. And you've covered some pretty deep topics, but I feel like I didn't know you when I listened to this. And it's just crazy because I know that we, like, overshare with each other. I just felt like, oh, who have I been hanging out with? I didn't know you.
Well, I didn't know me. That's the thing. Like, that's what I keep trying to tell you is, like, the version that I was at family, like, the version that you knew was also the one that I knew.
It's just imagine like what families are going to be talking about with each other after this.
That's
like, you've set the scene for a family dinner to talk about these things that like are just so, I don't know. You just forget that your parents have this whole life that they've lived, and this whole, it just is like, to start it with your little brother,
yeah,
and then to move it to the actual foundation, it like to tie those two together is, I mean you have to feel like this is your most excellent work. I don't even know what to say to you. I really don't know what to say to you.
Well, I don't know what
there is no voice note I could leave you. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
It would feel disingenuous to leave you a voice note. It was weird. It was like, It was just, I know you're deep, but it was deeper than I ever expected this to go. Or knew that it could go, I should say.
Wow.
I most definitely, to me, I was like, kind of like, this is, why is she so nervous? Like, she's so good at her, I don't understand. But now I get it. It's like, you've cracked open your entire, like, family's life. Like, it's insane. Around such a monstrous topic. And, like, the stories at home. It's wild. These personal accounts are wild.
Well, that's, like, coming from you who, like, could easily do the same thing. That's the thing.
Oh, that's also where it brought me to. It's like, oh, wait, it's not just, like, their story and who they are that we forget because their mom, their dad, or whatever, right? But it's like, oh, no, they, like, have lived history. They are history. Like, it's, like, what? Like, how could you do such great things after, you know? It's just like, it's insane. I understood so much of where you came from. That's the word, your mom's voice. That's what I felt when I met her at dinner. It's just so nurturing. She's so nurturing. Even when she's telling this, like, especially for her to come on after your dad, you know, it's like, it's just so, like, all this depth is so nurturing and not aggressive or arrogant or painful or overwhelming or disconnected, or it's just, like, so, she's very present, and but she's very nurturing with every word that comes out of her mouth, like, as if there's, like, no thought to being that, you know? As if it's just really, like, just how she is. That's how she presents.
That couldn't be more true.
Just everything is so effortlessly thoughtful.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, you have to be so, it explains so much of you, but just the overwhelming pride that you must have to, you know, because you always think, oh, man. So whenever I used to talk to her, I used to be like, oh, my gosh, you must be so proud of, like, you know? Like, I'm thinking that all the time when I talk to her. You must be so proud of, like. But it's like, you must be so proud to have this, like, mom who's very just grounded.
Yeah.
And, like, all-knowing. It just is, like, no wonder she's, like, set the stage for such purposeful kids, you know? Like, it really just goes to show you, like, whatever's happening in the world is happening in the world, but what goes on at home?
Yep.
And what you're surrounded with at home? Like, is just, it, you know, it's so funny. Like, it explains Muhammad to me so much clearer now. Like, it really does, you know? I used to think, okay, he's this age. I remember what I was in this age. I'm going to push him to be this. I'm going to, you know? But it's like this childlike thing about him. I understand it now. He's, like, in just this, like, beautifully safe world. Like, no wonder it's like, Mom, come with me to New York. She's like, you want to make him with me to New York? He's like, don't say that. You know, like, it's just very, like, you know, he's so childlike because he has this, like, very protective world of just, you know, and, like, him missing his family. Like, I never looked back when I couldn't wait to leave, you know? It's like, I get it, you know? She's like, they never want to leave. None of them want to leave. They don't want to leave. Why would they want to leave? There's everything. They have everything at home. Why would they want to leave? And I'm like, oh, I couldn't wait to be on my own. But now I get it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yes. I get it.
Wow, Rachel.
Like, especially for, like, how much hate there's been and to feel this much love and protection and move in that in this world, because you literally, the world doesn't do anything to affirm that. So to have that at home, I'm like, man. Mm. It just is, you just realize how necessary it is.
It also, like, because I don't take that for granted at all. And it made it like makes me realize like, oh, like we have a responsibility because like we know that that works. Like we have a responsibility to like to teach that.
Right. But that also explains why you move in that. Cause your mom, it was funny. Cause I remember your mom saying, oh, me and Nora talk all the time. Every time we text, you move in that. You move in that level. Like, so now it makes sense to me every time I've gotten angry in my own frustrations with the world, how you can like identify it, what's going on, what the problem is, be passionate about it, but always be grounded in it. Yeah. Like what you know. Because you know a whole nother side of love. Like you don't buy into like what the world teaches us or tries to instill in us about us. I guess that's what rep is, right? It's just like you're able to carry a project like rep because of what you grew up in. And to set the scene for that in the very first episode, I hope you understand that's what you're setting. You can do work like rep because you understand what rep is because of what you grew up in. That's really powerful. I don't know that I can say the same. I don't know. And I think that's part of the struggle of navigating in this world where I'm always like, my biggest trauma and everything I've been through is just being in a white working world, because that scene has never been, it's affirmed, you know, and there's love and definitely like that, but like not to the level of strength and power that I feel like your family is giving you. And I feel like that's a lot of people's problems who are people of color, you know, mm-hmm. Where do you get to feel safe? Like, and proud and fully like grounded in who you are, and that's why like we end up feeling so displaced in this world, you know, what the world has to like, what there's messaging is about us. But for you to set the scene of like, this is who Nora is first and foremost before we move forward in this.
Yeah that was so important to me.
Did you feel like you did that, that was the intention? Do you feel like you knew that intention?
It wasn't at first, but then I had a dream and I met my ancestors and it's like really hard for me to talk about this, but they like brought me to the apartment building and I experienced the bombing and I felt it and I heard it and I smelled it and I woke up hysterical and Adam had to like calm me down for hours. I had to sit in a cold shower and I kept saying, like, I don't know if I can do the rest of this because I, like, didn't want to feel that ever again. It was, like, the worst feeling I ever had. And that, like, what came out of that was me deciding that this story needed to be a whole episode on its own, because at first it was just going to be a story in the intro episode. And then after that happened, I was like, this story is justice. So it has to serve as that.
Wow. Like, I'm speechless, but I'm not. I just don't know. It's almost like you don't even know. Okay, like, you know what's crazy? At the end of it, you just leave us with no place to navigate. Like, I can't navigate with whatever you gave us. It's just like, I just have to wait for more.
Yeah.
And so that is the best place to leave somebody, because now it's not like they're guessing the rest of the story or they're like, okay, I get this. I get the gist of it. You know what I mean? Like, cool, I'll catch the next one I can. It's literally like, okay, I know nothing about where this is going and I just have to wait for you to tell me this story, like, in its entirety.
Well, and that's why my, like, call to action is simply that I ask you to come open, because that was the only way this worked for me, was to be open. So no expectations. Like, I don't know where we're going because I'm doing this for the first time too. And so I understand that the experience of rep is going to be different for every single person who listens to it.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, for me not to share an ounce of your background, but still be able to reflect on mine, it just... Yeah. Is from past to present day, it's, yeah, I mean, whether or not you're asking people to be open and they receive that, you just crack them open. And this is I've never known a level of journalism like this in my life.
Wow, Rachel. Wow. Thank you. Whoa.
This is just, I mean, whether, you know, it's like, I don't feel like you intentionally took on this mission to change the world with the series, but you are going to. It's insane. So, you know, we come to, like, understand, like, oh, the level of great journalism is in Oprah. You know what I mean? Mm. And I remember, like, you talking about Oprah on Ashley's show. I almost feel like that is an entirely different person than who I've received in the past 2 years. And I'm like, okay, I've known this person so intimately. This person may as well be my family at this point.
Yeah.
And then I hear this and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, who am I?
Well, this Rachel, by the way, was birthed after Adam's birthday dinner. Like, after the dinner and how we all took a few months to, like, process that, that's when I made this.
Yeah. I that dinner was life-changing for me. It was like, I feel like it was life-changing for all of us.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I'm, what's this dinner going to be? I mean, it just, I don't know what you plan to say at this dinner, but you have to speak.
Yeah, I know. And I am curious to know what's going to come out too. I've been thinking about that. And I don't know what it'll be, but I'm happy that my mom's going to be there.
Oh, I'm so happy. And that's, it's interesting too, like you are saying, okay, we'll be open. Like, I'm just interested to see, like, you just need to stand up and be open, it all out. When I sat down at Elmar, when I greeted you at the door, I could tell, like, the exhaustion and the heaviness. And I knew, like, you had a lot that you were processing with this coming out and the work that you were doing. And you had said the last time we were together is, you know, you're never going to be the same again. And, you know, it's like, I could feel all of that then. And I felt like I knew you well enough to understand how you were feeling. And now it's like, oh, this is, oh, like, how are you even around people right now? What's funny is with the dinner when we had to change the date and we were finding out, okay, Thursdays are so expensive, whatever. And Adam's like, okay, I've talked to Nora because we have to make sure that her family's going to be there. I'm like, okay, to dinner. Okay, see what you can do. But, you know, also, like, this is going to mean that if we do it on a Thursday, if that's the only time our family's there, it's going to be so much more expensive. And Adam's like, yeah, we'll just have to pay that. But, like, even if that means we come out, like, we just have to pay that. And I'm like, so you're committed to paying three times as much just to make sure, like, family's there? Like, you know, I would throw the dinner whether my mom's there or not, right? Hmm. And now, like, I understand, like, you cannot do that dinner without your family there.
Yeah.
And just to, and not only because they're on the podcast, but because it's their story too. Like, it just isn't, it's wild. Like, I'm, all these thoughts were coming to my head, you know, that just seem like random things along the way.
Yeah.
Because I'm just in planning mode. I'm just like, okay, we got to execute. I got to make this, like, bomb as fuck. Like,
I can't believe that you had this experience listening to the first episode. And it was like, it felt like I'm answering, like, when I kept telling you, like, I just can't talk about it yet. Like, I haven't been able to process this. Like, I don't, like, I wasn't talking about my work because I was like, it was like happening. And so I didn't even know what was happening. And it wasn't until literally you saying all of this now that I've, like, fully realized it. And I thought, I kept, that's why when I texted you and I sent it to you, I was like, I just need to know if this is in my head or not.
No, I mean, I'm just more so like, I am so thankful that I'm listening to this now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I, to wait till April 4th or to, you know, like, because I just needed, because I had originally started listening to it in the office because everybody wanted to hear it, right? And then when I started listening to it, I turned it off. I was like, well, we're not going to do this right now. Because I just felt like we have to do work. I really need to focus on this by myself. And so I shut it off. So I started the first half. Well, I had started part of it in my headphones. And I was like, no, I really need to not be doing anything else but listening to this. So then I started over again yesterday morning on my, you know, as I was getting ready for the gym.
That's so crazy because that was my experience too.
I was just sitting in my kitchen listening as if I was watching and staring at my phone as if I was watching a show. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm late for the gym. And so then I put it on pause because I didn't want to listen to it in the cab. And then I listened to the rest of it and I was like, this morning I was like, oh, let me turn on the rest of this. And I'm like, no. I got home from the gym and I listened to the rest of it. I just sat on my couch and listened to the rest of it. And I was like, yeah, I need to be doing nothing else. Wow. Like, I needed to really just be fully present. And I'm the person that, like, will watch TV, be on my laptop and my phone. Like, I need to sit still. Like, I can't sit still for any. I can't even sit still through a nail appointment. I got to watch a show. Like, so to sit still through the entire thing because I just couldn't move, I mean, I waited to call you. I got done with it an hour ago. Because then I started to just try to process what happened, but I really couldn't process that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm not leaving her a voice note. I don't even know what to say. I, like, thought about what I could say in a voice note. I was like, I just need to speak to her.
Wow. Well, I need to process this, and I can't believe that I recorded this because that's not what I thought I was recording. And so this is recorded and I'm 7 minutes late to an interview about the series, my first interview about the series. And this is going to be the first thing that I talk about.
Yeah. That's interesting because I was like, how is she going to do press on this?
Yeah.
Can I post this on podcast feed? Podcast or more?
Really?
Yeah. Before the thing comes out so people can listen to it and be like, oh shit.
Really?
Yeah. Is that okay, Rachel?
What did you say?
He's posted on Noor's podcast feed.
Can he post this phone call?
Yeah, of course.
I can't believe we recorded this. SubhanAllah. I love you, Rachel. And by the way,
I love you.
Yeah, I guess I can call you later about the fact that we just locked in Bon Appetit.
I'm alone.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we both got that after I had a huge breakthrough before you called me and you just finished listening to the podcast. So we can just sit with that too.
Okay. Okay. Call me later because I do have to tell you something else too.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
I love you too. Bye.